Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. I'm so glad you guys are tuning into this episode. Whatever it is that you're dealing with today specifically or going through at the moment, I just hope that your takeaway from this episode is going to give you what you need. Is it hope, inspiration, validation, some tips on how to treat this or detox more affordable? Whatever it is that you need today, I hope that that's what you get from this episode. And if you want to continue to help me share my voice and our voice in the community, please go into the about of this podcast, scroll to the bottom, click on that donation link. Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. And today's guest is, oh my gosh, this is going to be such a great show, you guys. I love it when I have a guest on that battled Lyme themselves. And also kind of turned that into their healing passion. So my next guest, she is a Lyme survivor. Her daughters battled Lyme as well. And she kind of turned this whole mission into this healing journey and is now a naturopath treating Lyme disease. So not only are we going to get to hear her inspiring story, but we're also going to get to hear her kind of platform and guideline for treating the Lyme patients out there. So I'm super excited to welcome to the show Miss Carrie Simpson. Thank you so, so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's so exciting to be able to share our stories. I love the platform that you share where you're just encouraging people by sharing the stories and helping people know they're not alone. I really think that's what makes me unique as a practitioner is clients come in and they immediately have hope for healing because they see me and know that I've been where they're at. And that gives them hope. And hope is 90% of the battle.
Really oh my is. Gosh, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And it's true, you know, because I've said it before, it's that phrase, you don't get it till you get it, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And so, you know, there are a lot of wonderful practitioners out there, but really I think the best ones are the ones that have lived this, right? Because it's such a challenging illness that it's really hard to get it unless you get it. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited to hear kind of where it all started for you. Talk about your journey, how that kind of transformed you into what you're doing now. We can touch a little bit on your daughters that dealt with it and, you know, the whole family. And that's always just so traumatic to hear. But again, that's what we want is hope, right? Like, because a lot of times we just really, truly need that validation that, one, we're not crazy, right? And then two, we really can get well, you know, and that, like you said, that's what the show is all about. So,
yeah, it's a little surreal looking back on my story. I'm glad God encouraged me to write it down in a book because it's very vague without having that documented. The timeline got a little vague for me because, you know, memory, cognitive issues were my biggest symptom. I was on Social Security disability with cognitive skills deprivation 2 years after I found out I had Lyme. So that was the big issue for me was just being able to remember anything. When they did a scan on my brain, they almost diagnosed me with MS because of all the patches in my MRI. So I knew that Lyme was there, that it was really impacting the brain. And that was rough. When you lose your mind, it's impossible to function. So I was without work, completely knocked off the treadmill of life by 2009. It kind of kicked in after, you know, we all hear the stories of how it kicked in. It was probably dormant in my body, who knows how long, but after I had a hysterectomy in 2007, I just went down for the count within 3 months of that surgery and was neurological from head to foot by 6 months out, and nobody could tell me what was going on. I was fortunate in that I found the right doctor with the right solutions and the right blood tests 2 years after I became symptomatic.
And that's a short time, right?
Yeah,
like a lot of people.
Yeah, that was a blessing, right?
Yeah.
Because I've heard the stories of 10, 20, 30 years, and I'm so grateful that I was able to find the right doctor to run the right tests for me and my daughter at the same time. And the reason we went down that path to get blood work for that type of thing was because we were both diagnosed. My 15-year-old daughter and I were both loosely diagnosed with fibromyalgia within the same month. I was like, what? That's not, I didn't know much back then, but I was like, that doesn't seem normal. I know that's not hereditary. It's also not contagious. Why does my 15-year-old daughter have the same neurological autoimmune condition that I have? So we went to what was called then the Autoimmune and Fatigue Centers of America, that was here in our area at the time. They've closed down since then, but this beautiful doctor who was an OB by licensure, but she was working for them because she was very functional minded and wanted to help people get to the root. And when she told me she wanted to run a Lyme blot on us, I was like, ah, you don't have to do that. We're not outdoorsy people. I don't think that's it. And she said, well, your symptoms are kind of spot on for both of you. I'd really like to rule it out. So we said, go ahead. And that was the best decision I ever made. Ugh. Because my daughter came back 8 bands out of 8 bands positive through LabCorp, not even a, you know,
special test. Wow. So through, not even through iGenix. 5 bands
out of 8 positive, not enough to be CDC counted, but I went on to get 3 more tests until I was counted by the CDC. Just for some reason, that was important to me back then. I tell people now, it doesn't matter. Blood work doesn't matter. I don't even think it matters what the name of the bug is, though they all act a little different. What matters is the solution. What can you take to reverse it? What can you take to flush it out? I'm all about solutions in my practice now, but you know, back then, to get a name for it was somewhat calming until we found out that what the name was a disease they said was incurable. So we went down the path of Western medicine, IVs, Rocephin, you know, all the things that were big back then for about 1.5 years. And I finally just kind of gave up and said, I'm tired of riding the roller coaster. Everything I read said it would only put you in remission anyway, and who knew for how long. And I just got very discouraged, ultimately suicidal. By the grace of God, I did not follow through with that plan. But you know, that's the number one cause of death with Lyme victims, right? Is suicide.
Yeah, and
it's not surprising when you've been there, because it does steal your mind and your capacities so readily.
It does. But, and the thing too,
God helped me hang on. So
yeah. And the thing too with, you know, the suicide is, like, I get it, because so many people go so many years being told they're crazy or they have this and chasing that. And like for me, for example, you know, I was undiagnosed for 7 years. And so about 4 years in, I mean, they kept just telling me I'm crazy, right? And, you know, I had maybe mercury poisoning. I did a couple of things, but the big picture was you're crazy, you're overworked, you're stressed, you're depressed. And I thought, well, gosh, if that's all that's wrong with me, then they can't fix me, right? Like, if nothing really is wrong with me, they can't fix me. I can't live this life. Like, I want to be done. And that's the sad and the scary part, is that that is truly the reality of so many of us that do this journey. And it just, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. So I just, you know, whenever I get the chance to say anything about Lyme disease to anybody, I'm like, oh, I'm a talker anyways. But then you get me talking about Lyme disease and I'm so passionate, I really kind of don't shut up about it, because it's such a huge thing. And like you said, when we finally get that validation, yeah, does it really matter, you know, what they want to call it? We want to fix our symptoms and what's wrong with us, right? But it really truly is validating. You know, we get really excited. Okay, yes. Yay, something is really wrong with me. And then oftentimes we Google it, right? Mm-hmm. We shouldn't Google anything. We're dying of everything, right, if we do that. But we Google it, and then we're like, this is not really something I want to have, you know? Like, because I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was something a dog got. Like, I had no idea it was a human thing too. So we get the validation, but then quickly we're kind of shut down with excitement because it doesn't look so fun. So, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, once we realized Western medicine wasn't working, I dabbled in some naturopathy online a little bit, you know, house fire, trying to put out house fire with a water pistol is what I call that, when you're trying to just pick and choose these little, you know, natokinase and all these weird things you hear about. Okay, let's try that. And it was probably helping a little bit, but I really had given up on every kind of modality, every doctor. And my husband came home one day and said, I heard about this thing called QRA, quantum reflex analysis. This chiropractor out in Frisco, Texas does it. A friend of mine told me about him. he's never worked with Lyme, but he thinks he can help you. I want you to go in. I was like, I don't want to do another thing, you know? Mm-hmm. He said, just try it. I want you to try it. So my husband convinced me to go. I remember sitting with Dr. Chalmers in his office in Frisco, Texas, and saying, I'm going to prove you right or prove you wrong. I got two sick girls at home because my eldest daughter ended up having it too. And I said, I'm going to do everything you tell me to do. I'm going to do it by the book. And I'm going to prove you right or prove you wrong. I went into treatment with him expecting to prove him wrong and go home validated, you know, with my cynicism. And within 6 weeks, I knew it was different and I thought it was working. And I say that way because it was different in that I wasn't getting these real high highs and these real low lows. The herxes weren't coming. I was just seeing very gradual improvements. If I wasn't journaling, I would have missed it, kind of improvements. And within the probably 2 or 3 months, I thought, wow, okay, I'm on the right track here. I was getting more encouraged. Within 6 months, I was online learning how to become a health coach because I was going to use the rest of my life to teach other people that this is your body can heal itself if you give it what it needs.
And I within couldn't believe 6 months,
how easy it was to heal. Yes. I mean, I wasn't healthy yet, but I knew I was getting
but
there.
But you knew.
And I was not going to waste it. I was getting my mind back. And I wanted to know exactly where I was going to go. As soon as I could think clearly enough, I was going to be ready to log in and start my schooling. And that's what I did. By August of 2013, I was Lyme free. And that same month was my first month of training in QRA as a health coach. I got my health coach training as I was healing. So I was able to train in the type of energy testing I do at Premier Research Labs in Austin, Texas, the same month I was labeled Lyme free. So it was a beautiful journey. And the timing was just, you know, more than a coincidence, I think.
Wow. Absolutely. So, yeah. That's
now,
incredible.
Now, when you're Lyme free, you're not symptom free. Because Lyme does damage, and chronic illness of all kinds does damage. You don't get rid of the inflammation overnight. There's a journey of recovery once you're infection free. And mine was 2 years. Most of my clients are not nearly that long. And I can't explain that. I don't know why my clients heal so fast compared to what I did with Dr. Chalmers. But I have refined the protocols. I don't do things the same as he did with me. I was his first Lyme client too. He had never worked with Lyme before me. So that's probably part of the reason it took so long. His protocol was 90 HCl a day, capsules of HCl, hydrochloric acid a day for 3 weeks, 21 days.
90?
Yeah, no one can do that. No one. It took me 2 years to get my gut healthy and 18 months to get my gut healthy enough to even attempt it. And another 3 months to work up to 87 capsules. I took 87 capsules of HCl a day orally to kill the Lyme. And it was hideous. I can't imagine that chemo feels much worse. Just trying to keep the food down and eat enough food to keep that many hydrochloric acid in my gut was ridiculous. And when I met Dr. Marshall from Premier Research Labs, when I trained under him, I told him, thank you for saving my life. We've got to find a better way because most clients with Lyme disease cannot tolerate that much HCl. They'll throw it up. My daughters were two examples of that. He said, well, when you find a better way, you let me know. Well, unfortunately, he passed away before I could share with him what I'm doing.
Oh.
And I use different HCl is a great biofilm disruptor is what it is. And it's basically like oral chelation. He based his protocol off a study in 1936 that they used HCl orally and IV to kill syphilis, which is a similar bacteria to Lyme. So he had a valid reason for going to HCl, and it does work great. It's the most potent biofilm disruptor you can get if you can get it in high enough doses. And that's what Emily talked about when she was on your show. She talked about HCl.
Yes,
because
yes.
She was one of my few clients who could tolerate, you know, I think she got up to 5 or 6 capsules, maybe even a little more per meal. And we were using that as a biofilm disruptor for her simply because she had been using it before she came to me. And I thought, well, let's just keep using it. I rarely use HCl in my practice anymore. I use olive leaf extract It's one of the best gentle but effective biofilm disruptors. And then I use muscadine grapeseed. It's a good, even more mild biofilm disruptor.
Okay, those are good to know.
For me, I didn't have those tools, so I was using the high-dose HCL. It was rough.
Wow.
And then once I was completely healed, I was going to town with a part-time practice. And here's a real point for your clients or your listeners. And my clients hear this all the time from me. Once you get Lyme free, you are not free from Lyme. Repeat. Once you get Lyme free, you are not free from Lyme.
Now, okay.
It takes a toll on you emotionally. And
I absolutely, just like you said earlier, that once we get Lyme in remission, right? Like I still had so many problems. Like I'm like, are you sure I'm in remission? Right. Because I had so much pain and inflammation and gut issues and brain fog and fatigue. I was just like, I don't get it. Right. You know, and you and I chatted prior to the show a little bit, and the photobiomodulation technology is what changed my world. And that's, you know, using the non-transdermal patches that elevate my GH, K-copper peptide. And that was my game changer. But yes, so there's that aspect. And then there's that emotional part of it, right?
Yes.
Like it's you really – and I wish that I would have known that during my journey, but I didn't, right? And I don't know, maybe you didn't either. But we really need to heal that mindset and the emotional side and any blocked traumas or anything else that, you know, could be going on with us emotionally, because – it's just as important as it is to kill the Lyme.
Yeah, because once you get Lyme free and you're feeling better, there's this lack of trust that it's going to last, because you went on that those up and down, you know, good days, bad days for so long. And if you were like me, you even had some remission states for months. I had 2 or 3 months where I felt great and I thought it's over. And then bam, a brick wall. You just wake up one day and it's all over again. And so you get in that healthy state and you're told you're cured and you're like, yeah, but am I? You know, it's like this mind worm that's telling you maybe not. Don't push it too hard. You might push too hard and wake up sick again. How much can you tolerate? And people start demanding more of you because they see you're feeling better. Your family's calling on you more. They're expecting more from you. I'm trying to start a new practice and I don't want to take more than this. I'll only take so many clients, very part-time in my home office. It took me 7 years, girlfriend, to go full-time in my practice. 7 years post-Lyme before I trusted my body to get out of the house, go rent a space, put up a shingle, and really get serious about helping people full-time. And I cried on my way to that office the first day.
Oh my goodness. I bet.
And I thought, this is how hard it is to accept your healing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I even get weepy now thinking about it, because for so long you're incapable.
And there's
just such gratitude.
You know, there's
and still that fear even that it's going away again.
Yeah. There's you know, I use an example that I share with some of my friends. So, you know, during my journey, I didn't know my name. You know, I had a caregiver. I was bedridden. I had a note on my bathroom mirror to brush my teeth. Like, I didn't know what I was supposed to do. My father came over every month to pay my bills because I didn't know what a checkbook was. Like, it was just this foreign piece of paper to me. And so you go from, you know, being very intelligent, you know, having a great career to that.
Yes.
And then you get well, and I was well, but for example, if I was standing here with two people and one of them asked where the nearest gas station was, and it's kind of a silly example, but it makes a lot of sense to me. So somebody asked where the nearest gas station was. I would say, oh, it's go up this road and turn left. And the person standing next to us says, oh, no, you go up and it's on the right. I immediately say, oh, yes, I'm wrong. He's right. I'm wrong. I have zero confidence in anything that comes out of my mouth or my brain. And that is part of, you know, and I also use the example, it's kind of like in today's world with technology, right? Somebody coming out of maybe prison for 20 years, right? What is this technology? Like, you know what I mean? It's like entering this whole new world and we just don't know what's going on. And there's a process to this, right? On how we recover from this or how we enter the world. And obviously, like you just said, it took you 7 long years, and it's an incredible feeling when you get back in there. And it really is, you know, I think that PTSD can for sure be a thing with Lyme disease. And I'm grateful I don't feel like I have it, or I've moved past that healing stage, or I probably couldn't do what I do, right? Hearing all these stories like this. But it really just, like you said, you got, you know, a little weepy just thinking about it, because it is, it's a huge thing. And to even look back and think, gosh, there was a time that I didn't know my name. Like, how is that even possible? You know, and I'm back at the gym, you know, the last few years, 4 days a week. And of course, I don't always want to get out of bed. But those days I don't, I tell myself, I'm like, Tanya, you used to just pray to God to let him just be able to stand up and get out of bed with no problem. And you can now get your bed up and go to the gym, right? Like, that's my motivation. Yeah. I remind myself of that. Beautiful. But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, this is the exact reason. All of this is why a few years ago I realized I'm only helping my clients so much and there's more to be done. And I was referring them out for their emotional and spiritual healing. And I just finally felt compelled to expand my practice to be able to do that for my clients as well. So I trained under, I don't know if you've read Robin Perry Braun's book, Thrive.
I have not.
It used to be called The Believer's Guide to the Law of Attraction. She renamed it Thrive and rewrote it a few years ago, but she has a practice called integrative bioenergetic restoration therapy, and it is body, soul, heart, and spirit healing. And it is a mind map program that is full of thousands of support documents, prayers, healing tools. And truly, when I do a healing session with IBRT, I call them core sessions in my practice, because we're helping people get back to their core person without scars, without misbeliefs, without brokenness. So we're healing from all the things that have taken us from our authentic self that we were born to be, right? So I'm just really, it's a very Holy Spirit driven session where I'm asking Holy Spirit to lead and guide through the energy testing to take me to what that client needs. And girlfriend, I'm telling you, those sessions are profound. And we do those under the Rafa Refuge umbrella. So they're benevolent. People can pay what they can. If they can't afford it, it's free. I feel so compelled to help people heal spiritually these days. It's so important. And emotional healing is huge. When I worked with a mindset coach, when I started about 4 years ago working with a mindset coach, and it changed my life. Just uncovering my misbeliefs and retraining my subconscious to believe truth about myself, about my practice, about my family, about my wealth, about everything. It was just huge. So when I experienced that, I thought, I have to help people here too. I can't leave them dangling, right? So.
Wow. I truly, actually, my eyes are filled with tears right now. Like I'm, wow. Sorry, I just said, like, I didn't have all this, and this is not PTSD. I just, my heart is so warm and full right now. But what you just said about, you know, healing this, oh my goodness, I'm sorry.
No, it's quite all right.
About this, you know, this healing of the mind and your soul and your spirit and all of that. This is something that you're doing for people that can't even afford it.
I've been doing it for about a year and a half now in my practice, and I just never felt quite right about charging a fee. So as of September this year, we're moving it fully under our Rafa Refuge nonprofit umbrella, and clients will be asked to pay what they can up to my fee is $165 for a 1 hour session. And I'm telling you, people, I can't tell you how many times clients have shaken their heads and said, It's like speed therapy. Like, I've been in therapy for 10 years and I got more from this 1 1-hour session than I have in 10 years of talk therapy. Because one, Holy Spirit is leading. So you can't mess with that. And two, when you know how to shift beliefs energetically, you don't have to talk about it. You don't even have to remember the trauma to clear trauma.
Wow.
So
this, people don't have to come to you.
To recall their trauma. Yeah. No, we can do it via Zoom. I do it via Zoom. Everywhere.
Okay, you listeners, we will make sure you check out the title to this episode because we are going to have all of this information in there.
Yes.
That so
again,
is just...
It won't start till September through the Rafa Refuge as benevolent, but and the beautiful thing about it is even if you can afford to pay, it's a tax deductible donation.
Right, for the nonprofit.
Ministry organization. So we're very excited to be able
what
to offer that.
What a brilliant concept. Yes. Okay. So my question along that topic. So, you know, and I think we can ask many different practitioners the same question and we're going to get different answers, right? We all have our own thoughts, our own beliefs on things. So as far as this type of emotional healing that you're going to be offering on a donation basis starting in September, is this something that you do after you heal Lyme disease or during, or what is your protocol for that?
Just like all my protocols, it's unique per person.
Okay.
So on my initial test sheet, I have over 50 meridian points on the body that I test at an initial visit for a client, whether they have Lyme or anything else, or if they don't know what they have, I'm testing those. And my last question on that 50 point test is, do they need core? And I let their body tell me if they need core. Okay. And if they don't, it's probably not that they don't need it. They don't need it now. So I'll check in again later. Do they need core now? Your body, your heart, your subconscious part of your body and your spirit, they know the condition within. Right? So you may not know you have Lyme disease, but if I ask your super conscious, that spiritual part of you, if you have Lyme disease, it knows.
Right.
It knows if you have Lyme or Bartonella or Babesia. It's called affirmation testing to throw a positive statement in someone's field and see if it raises the resonance or weakens them. So if I throw the statement in your field, Tanya has Lyme disease, and it's positive, it raises your resonance, then that tells me there's still Lyme in your body.
Gotcha.
Okay. And if it weakens your body, then that's a false statement because lies don't do well in the quantum realm. The quantum realm is the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is the God realm. Okay. That's the part of us that's made in God's image. It cannot lie.
Right.
So that's how I affirmation test to get names for the diseases that I'm dealing with. But again, doesn't matter if it's Lyme, Bartonella, or Babesia. I have one product I turn to for all of those bugs. And it's called Cardio and from Premier Research Labs. It's a blend of anti-infective herbs in a double fermented alcohol tincture that's nanized and very absorbable.
And it is called, I've never heard of it. What did you call it?
Cardio ND. Cardio ND, nanized delivery is what the ND stands for.
Okay.
And it's what I have used from day one. I even used it with Emily. I know she talked about the HCO curing her Lyme, but it did not do that. It brought it out into the bloodstream. The cardio ND was in the bloodstream to kill it, right? So you have to have anti-infectives waiting in the bloodstream. When you bust biofilm, you bring it out. Now you have anti-infectives there to kill it because your immune system is probably not creating antibodies very well by then. So we can't rely on it.
Right.
So the cardio ND is the key player for killing the Lyme. I don't recommend people just go out and buy cardio ND and jump on it. You got to make sure your liver's supported, your gallbladder's supported, your kidneys are supported, your lymphatics are supported.
Yeah, there's definitely more than just take a pill and get well, right? Like there's
right.
a lot of, we got to do lots of detoxing and
really
support our bodies.
It's really ugly when you go out and piecemeal a protocol. And almost all my Lyme clients are on cardio ND. My kiddos, I sometimes use other things. There's a product from Cellcore called IS Boost. They also have IS Bore, IS Bab for specific bugs, but IS Boost is a well-rounded blend of anti-infectives that works with almost all of them. And I will use that for kiddos just because it has a little less intense flavor palette and they tolerate it better.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I really love Cardion D. It works very well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you do or help to recommend, you know, because we got to obviously keep our detox pathways open, right? We need to keep our lymphatic system going. What are some of the tools that you utilize to kind of balance those out in our body?
Well, my two favorite lines of supplements that I trust wholly as far as energetic soundness, as far as quality of ingredients, is Premier Research Labs out of Austin, Texas. They literally saved my life, those products. And then Cellcore is a good brand that is fairly new compared to Premier, but man, they do it right there. And they're a great line for parasitic cleanses. Oh. And I love their Lymph Active for lymphatic cleansing if you're sensitive to hyssop. Now, Premier has a product called Hyssenol that is really good for lymph drainage. It also supports the kidneys pretty well most of the time. So those are the two products I turn to for lymphatic support.
Okay. And I'm glad you mentioned.
Off because of the bacteria in the bloodstream, your kidneys will go off and get really stressed out because they're functioning off infected blood. So I always tell clients, if you have Lyme, Babesia, Bartonella, or even mycoplasm, any kind of bacteria that's living in your bloodstream, it's pumping through every organ of your body. So you could technically say every organ is infected, right? I mean, so you have a UTI if you have Lyme disease, more than likely. And right. So taking care of your kidneys is so important. Castor oil packing is huge in my practice. Coffee enemas are a huge addition if you're able to tolerate the caffeine.
Yes, I love both of those so much.
Coffee enemas are so helpful. Yeah. And then for the liver and gallbladder, aside from just the coffee enemas and the castor packs, there is ND tinctures specifically designed in the Premier line for liver support, for gallbladder support. So you get your turmeric, your milk thistle, and those other amazing herbs for that pathway in that nanized, easily absorbable form. So I have my clients putting their ND tinctures in water, like 32 ounces of water, and they sip it slow all day. So they're bathing their bloodstream in the anti-infectives all day long, every day. And this is time releasing and just pelting and pelting and pelting that bacteria over and over instead of just one hit and out. If you drank it all at once, it'd be 30 minutes in and out.
So do you think that helps people like with herxing and stuff? Like, because
yes,
things are slower.
Absolutely. You're spreading it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's good.
And of course, the castor packs are huge for reducing the herxes as well. Because
you know what,
I did Alzheimer's symptoms are liver and kidney toxicity signs. And if you go to my website, thewellnut.com, we have a page called Helpful Documents, and we have one called Do You Need a Castor Pack? And on that page is a list of kidney toxicity signs and liver toxicity signs. And if you have more than five or six of them, you'll feel better if you do a castor pack. And then we have a scan code on that document where you can go watch our video on YouTube. Shows you how to make them, how to do them, why we do them, all that.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
So, yeah,
I love
Herxheimer's, that's just a fancy name for you've got too much toxic load for your detox pathways to tolerate.
Yes, exactly. And so many people do. And I always say, I think that you're going to have a little bit of some Herxheimer die off, right? But I don't feel that you need to be so freaking miserable during a Herx. Like, there's a reason why. Like, stop. Your pathways are not working. Something is happening. And
you've got an imbalanced protocol is what you've got, more than likely. You're killing things too fast and not detoxing them out fast enough. And so you're needing to increase your detox support and slow down the die-off, you know, the antibacterials or whatever you're doing. We know that Lyme never stands alone. So usually my clients have parasites, fungus or mold, maybe some viral load and bacteria, right? So if they have that, a lot of doctors will dive into fungus first. And I am so anti that theory. I can't even tell you, because fungus is the harshest die-off of all. It feels flu-like. It will knock you out for days if you kill too much too fast.
Now, when you say fungus, are you talking mold?
Mold or any kind of fungal infection. Like, you could have yeast. It's still going to be harsh die-off.
Okay.
So any kind of fungal presence, I back burner. I'm like, I know it's there. Some of it might die off with the other antibacterials we're using, but I'm not going to hit it with my big gun antifungals until we've cleared the line.
Interesting that you say that.
We clear parasites and viral load and Lyme and then the fungus in my practice.
Very interesting. I'm glad. I love this. I love all the different perspectives, right? Because I've always felt that if you have mold or parasites, you really need to kill those in conjunction with Lyme. And so you're kind of saying the opposite of that.
What I tend to do, if there's high levels of those things, then I don't want the Lyme to run into hiding while I'm dealing with the parasites, right? So I'll put them on that mild, like the muscadine grapeseed, that mild biofilm disruptor, and maybe 1 or 2 teaspoons of the Cardion D. And these are people who are testing for 8 or 10 teaspoons, right? They've got a lot of bacteria, but they've also got parasites in their upper and lower GI tract and a viral load somewhere in the body. So I want to get rid of that stuff first. It's the easiest thing to kill. So let's do a good parasite cleanse and just keep the bacteria at bay. Try to keep it in the bloodstream. Don't let it go into hiding. And then we'll hit it hard once we get the parasites under control. Now my clients are getting comfortable with their coffee enemas. They've got their detox pathways open. Now we can start hitting the Lyme, because every time a bacterium dies in the bloodstream, it lets off a neurotoxin.
Right.
So now you have more toxic load.
Yes.
So we have to make sure they have all those functions going and going well, and they're tolerating the parasitic die-off. Now we can hit the Lyme. Rarely do my clients complain of severe herxing. And I say rarely because I do have those cases that are just so, so extreme. By the time they get to me, everything throws them off.
Yeah.
And we have to take things so slow and careful with them, because their countenance is so unstable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it takes a while to get them to a place where they can tolerate in.
So it sounds like this might be a, maybe, you know, you have a good protocol for somebody who might be extremely sensitive to anything and everything, and they think that they can't take anything because
it's rough, but those are my specialty cases. I mean, I love working with those people. I went to 2 weddings last fall of gals who healed in my practice, and one of them had been in a wheelchair and was numb from the chest down when she started working with me. And she invited me to her wedding so I could watch her walk down the aisle. It was just such an honor to be there. Wow. So I've worked with some pretty severe neurological cases that I've seen completely reverse. And I want to be clear. I believe Lyme is curable. If you can kill one spirochete, you can kill them all. If you can bust one biofilm, you can bust them all. You just have to keep playing cat and mouse till you get them all.
Yes.
And most of my clients are completely Lyme free, and I mean cured from Lyme disease within 6 months of starting my protocols.
That's incredible. Incredible.
9 months has been the longest, and that was the girl who was numb from the waist down, and she was on a PICC line for the first 3 months, still doing antibiotics while I was working with her because she was afraid to let go of that.
Yeah.
Once she quit the antibiotics, she healed really fast.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I want to back up just a tiny bit when you had mentioned the supplements, Premier and Cellcor. And yes, I believe they're not all treated equally, right? We're always looking for cost-effective things, but those are two fantastic brands. And Cellcor has just a top-notch parasite cleanse. Dr. Yeah. Todd Watts, the co-founder of Cellcor, he was actually on my show several months ago, and I'm thinking I'm going to have him back because parasites is such a huge topic to talk about. And most of our listeners, right, they probably have dealt with parasites or they know about it, but just somebody off the streets, they're like, parasites, what are you talking? Like, we all have them, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, like I'm well from my Lyme. I've been symptom free forever. I still do parasite cleanses. I do them a couple times a year because gosh, look at what we're ingesting. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how careful you are and organic you eat or whatever. It's just, it's all there, right? So I love that. And then I wanted to touch again on the castor oil packs. Like, they're incredible. I did those during my journey so much. Coffee enemas were wonderful too. They weren't my favorite, obviously. I'd rather go do a colonics, which I love.
Which is fine. If people prefer that, I say either or.
Yeah. You know, coffee enema, I mean, that's, you know, cost you a couple bucks for coffee at home, right? Mm-hmm. So I love that they can go to your website and just pull that information for free. That's incredible tools to be able to offer to the community. I love it.
We have our coffee enema recipe on that same page on our website as well. And I say recipe because it's not just coffee. I recommend certain supplements be put in it as well. So it's basically a coffee/herbal tea enema.
Fantastic.
And I recommend a shot of gallbladder and D taken while you're brewing it. So you're really opening up the bile duct and you get a better flow from the upper GI tract if you do that. So it's been designed in such a way that you get the most bang for your buck, so to speak, with your coffee enemas if you do it with that recipe. We also have detox bath recipes on there as well. So.
I love it. What great information. I truly appreciate you because we struggle financially with this. You know, it's been mentioned so many times before that this is like a rich person's disease, and it shouldn't be, and it doesn't need to be, right? We just need to find the right people, the right tools, the people that can guide us down the right pathway. And I know that that's one of the reasons I do what I do, and I'm such an advocate for Lyme because, no, it cost me $1 million over 13 years. That is not okay, right? And I didn't have $1 million laying around. Right. Like, I'm 52 years old now. I have zero retirement, right. And it's because it all went to Lyme disease. That's not okay. That is not okay, right? So I need to share other things with other people to let them know that, no, you don't have to do what I did to get well. I promise you, you don't. We just need to offer the right tools.
And most of my clients, when they come in, they've already spent tens of thousands of dollars when they get to me. So I did a study last year of all my Lyme clients throughout the year to see what they spent front to finish. It was less than $5,000. Most of them were closer to $3,500 to $4,000. That's total supplements, services, everything. From the time they started with me to the time they were Lyme free. And I'm like, I can't see charging more than I do. I'm making enough money to keep the lights on. I just want to see people get healthy. These places that are charging these package deals, pay up front, all this stuff. I kind of toyed with doing it as a package. And I thought, I can't in my right heart do that. People need to pay as they go for what they need because everybody is unique. And some may need more and some may need less. I'm not going to make them pay more just because the other people are having to pay more.
Yeah,
what you need to.
It's hard to do a package deal in Lyme disease because we're all different. We all heal different. We all treat different. All of that. So that perfectly makes that makes sense. Okay, so you're saying
anytime I see a protocol online, I get a little, my spidey senses go off a little bit. It's like, that's going to work for a percentage of the people and yay for them, but it's also going to discourage the rest.
Right.
Because it's not going to work for them.
Okay, so back up just a moment. You said that most of your clients, $3,000 to $5,000 to get them Lyme free. Okay, and then we also mentioned you're Lyme free, but you still have a lot of problems.
There's recovery protocols. So my clients are seeing me every 2 weeks while they're dealing with infections. So they're coming in every 2 weeks or seeing me via Zoom or phone call every 2 weeks. I do the type of testing I do remotely, so they don't have to come in person. So I've worked with Lyme clients all over the country that I've never tested hands-on.
What is, if we're going to throw out these ballpark prices, and again, you know, the listeners out there, we know that every person is different, but if we're going to say you can, you know, get somebody Lyme free, you know, under $5,000 is kind of your average, what's the process to get rid of things that you have after you get rid of the Lyme? Is there, have you
really
done any type of study on that, you know, as far as time frame or money or anything?
Instead of 2 weeks, they're seeing me every usually 3 or 4 months. I might have them come in every in about 2 months just to make sure we got all the biofilm. Let's go without any antibacterials and check you in 2 months. That's just our fail safe to make sure we didn't miss any deep-seated biofilm.
Okay.
And then we'll go 4 months, and then we'll go 6 months. Most of my clients come routinely every 6 months, just like you do for teeth, you know, your teeth cleaning.
Yeah.
Because yeah. we live in a very toxic world. Mycoplasms are very, very prevalent. And you're immune compromised when you're post-Lyme. You're still on the autoimmune spectrum. So if you do get exposed to parasites or mycoplasm or some other bacterium, it's going to take up residence more than likely. So we catch it early if you're checking it every 4 to 6 months, and we catch it before it's wreaking havoc. I tell my Lyme clients, if you feel like you're getting Lyme disease again, you need to get in, because it's not Lyme more than likely. It might be, but more than likely it's just something else, and all of your autoimmune symptoms are starting to flare. Your body is going to react the same way it did with Lyme. The symptoms we think of as our Lyme symptoms are typically mostly our symptoms that we have when our immune system is tanking and it's telling us that something's wrong. We're starting to get inflamed.
Yeah. You know? I definitely want to touch on that topic for a moment. So me personally, I'd mentioned earlier that I do a parasite cleanse a couple times a year. I follow them up with, you know, several sessions of colonics. That's just kind of how I roll, right? I was sick for 13 years. Like, I'll do anything to not be sick again. So my general form of testing that I do is muscle testing. And I go and get muscle tested every 4, 5, 6 months, right? I had Lyme. I had the co-infections. Of course, I had, you know, I didn't luckily have mold, but I had parasites and candida and just all this stuff, right? Like, that's the title of my podcast, Lyme and Beyond, right? It's not just Lyme. It's everything beyond that too. And then I had breast cancer. And so I go and get muscle tested, and it's like my peace of mind, right? Yeah. I feel amazing. Can you just do this little voodoo-y test stuff on me and just let me know you don't detect anything? Everything is good. Because let's be proactive, right? Instead of reactive, especially once we...
Can I explain to the listeners what energy testing is, or muscle testing as you're calling it?
Absolutely.
Just so they understand.
Yes.
For those who haven't ever done it before. Like I said earlier, the energy realm is the spiritual realm. So when we're testing the energetic part of the body, we're testing the bioenergetic part of the body. We are testing the spiritual part of the body. So we're asking that spiritual part to tell us what the physical part needs. So we're putting different things in your biofield, your spiritual realm around your body, to see how your physical body responds to it, right? So if I put turmeric in your field, and your liver is healthier with it, it's stronger vibration in the spiritual realm. If that liver meridian raises in vibration because I put turmeric in your biofield, then that tells me if you take turmeric, it's going to support your liver. That tells me your liver is stressed and it's needing anti-inflammatories, right? So based on what raises your resonance, we're able to decipher that information to determine what's going on where in your body. So if your heart point is off and it comes on to cardio and D, which is a blend of anti-infectives, and your circulation points are also off and they come on to cardio and D, I know there's bacteria in your bloodstream. That's a detection based on what raised your resonance in those fields. So quantum reflex analysis is just a more accurate name for muscle testing, because I'm not testing your muscles. I'm testing your reflexes in the quantum field to what I put in your biofield. And how is that going to impact your physical body? So I'm very particular about the name of it, because I think muscle testing it was the original name, kinesiology, muscle testing. Mm-hmm. I call it energy testing sometimes, because more people understand that, because we're testing the energy of the body. But I love quantum reflex analysis, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're in the quantum field, which is the energy field, and we're testing your reflexes in the quantum field, seeing how your body reacts to different changes in the quantum field. And it is so telling. I tell people, you have not seen what's going on until you open your energy eyes.
Yes, right?
When you have energy eyes. Like you said, it gives you peace of mind. And you know that I'm not telling you what you need when you come to my office. You're telling me what you need, and I'm interpreting that back to you.
Yes. No, I'm glad you explained that well, because, you know, and I still always say it's just voodoo stuff, right? Like, because it's outside the box, but that's okay, whatever it is. But yeah, so because a lot of people don't understand what it is, they've never heard of it. They don't know what it is. And it's like you said, your body's telling you what it needs. And so turmeric, right? Like, it's amazing, but your body may not want it right now or need it right now. And that is what this form of testing tells you. Whether we need that. So just because it's good for us doesn't mean it's good for you or good for you right now. So great. Yeah. And I also think it's a great way, as you're treating through this journey, to have like a progress report, right? You know, every time you go in and you get retested, it's not, you know, spending $1,500 through Igenix to get a blood test to show where your markers are now. It's so much more. It's so much more. And I just love that I used it as a form of like a progress report, you know, every month to see where my body was.
Less and less and less supplements.
Yes.
And you're able to stand on your own with just the food that you eat more and more. And you start seeing your gut is healing and you have fewer food sensitivities. I mean, your body is your progress report for the most part, but to see it on paper and to see that, okay, the first time you came in, almost every point we tested was off energetically. And now only five or six are off. That's a beautiful.
And then that's like our confirmation, right? That, okay, what I'm doing is I'm doing the right thing, you know, instead of treating with the doctor for a couple years and they're not seeing the needle move. They're not noticing changes. And we may not always notice changes. Whereas, our energy field can tell you that there have been shifts there, right? But we don't always feel them right away. Just a great, great way to let us know how our body's doing.
And I have clients who call me the witch doctor. I don't really appreciate that because I am a Christian and I do this from a Christ standpoint. And I want people to know that the whole point of Raw for Refuge, when we started it, was to create a secure and nurturing space for believers to be able to go for naturopathic healing without the fear of tripping into new age or ancient religion philosophies, because you can trip into that in naturopathic realms. I knew about QRA 2 years before I tried it. Another person besides my husband had told me about it, and I thought it sounded creepy, weird, and I didn't go for it. And in hindsight, I don't know what made me feel that way about it, except I was a believer and it was foreign to me. So we're trying to bring it to the church and help the church understand that God gave us our energetic beings. That's the part of us that's in his image. And it's a beautiful thing to lean into that for insight and wisdom about our own healing and best care.
Yeah. No, very, very well said.
And so I'm very passionate about sharing that message and helping people understand that it is a safe place to go for God's design for natural healing.
Yes.
Because everything
God
uses food. It's God made healing tools.
God designed our bodies to heal themselves, right? We know this. And so absolutely, yes. And when and I've never thought of it as kind of witchy. I mean, I say the funny term voodoo, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I think that's what, say, outside the box or voodoo, one of the two, but a lot of people look at it as voodoo, and I don't mean voodoo by witchcraft whatsoever. I'm very much a Christian too, but
it's term, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. It's absolutely, I'm like, you want to think outside the box? You want to do this voodoo stuff? You know, my family says, oh, Auntie and her voodoo stuff. Yep, that's me. Call it what you want to call it. Well, whatever it is, it saved my life, right?
Yeah, I've heard really extreme right wingers say that essential oils are, you know, witchcrafty. And I'm like, no, that is the lifeblood of the plant that God gave us. I mean, when Jesus was born, they brought him frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah. It's interesting what we don't know because we don't know.
Yeah.
Right. So, and
hear what we don't know instead of exploring.
Yeah. And there's so many misconceptions about anything and everything in this world, you know? And especially, I think...
Well, don't you think Satan tries... Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Satan tries to steal from us what is good for us and label it something bad.
On so that little, partake. On our little shoulder, right? Sitting over here talking to us. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. For
and
sure.
So he's labeled a lot of these things New Age when really they're just natural healing tools.
No, I love
God
it.
God made it's, properties that benefit us.
It's, you know, I never knew anything about this until 2015 when I finally got my diagnosis and kind of left that whole traditional medicine field. And man, were my eyes wide open. And I was open to it. It was weird, but I thought, I'm going to give it a try. What do I have to lose? And best decision ever, for sure, because it's I've carried it on, you know, over all these years, and that's my go-to for sure. I love it. Well, gosh, Carrie, this has been amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your journey and for sharing everything that you do and for what you do. And you know, there's, like I mentioned before, there's a lot of great practitioners out there. But I also think there's a lot of practitioners out there that overcharge us, right? Y'all need to pay your mortgage. I get it. We need to pay for what people have, you know, gone to school and learned. I get that, right? But there's a point. There's a fine line. And we need more practitioners in this field that are not going to take advantage of us. And from everything I've gathered from you, it sounds like I just align with where you are and what you're doing. And I'm so, so excited for this nonprofit thing to start in September. So you listeners out there, we're going to have tons of information in the title of this episode because we've got a lot to share with you. We covered a lot. So thank you for
and
all you do.
And my book is available on Amazon still. It's called Holy Hurt Locker. I try to keep it affordable too. I challenged God on writing a book for 5 years before I finally gave in and did it. Argued with him about whether I was the right person to write a book. And it's very short and it's in large print because I know what it's like to be brain foggy. And I wanted to write a story of hope for people who are still in the thick of it. So if you know anybody who has Lyme or if you're dealing with Lyme and still hopeless, I would hope that you'd get a hold of that book. And hopefully my story and recommendations there will encourage you as well.
Yes, thank you. And listeners, don't forget, log into her website. We will have WellNuts so you can go on and check out the coffee enemas, the castor oil, all the free stuff that she has to offer. So we appreciate you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me, Tanya, and for what you do. It is so meaningful, so powerful. And I intend to send everybody your way to hear your podcasts for their own encouragement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I sure hope you listeners enjoyed that episode. Whether it's hope you needed, a little inspiration today, or just maybe some validation that what you're feeling, what you're going through is real. Maybe you needed tips on how to treat at home, ideas, thoughts, detoxing, whatever it is. I truly just hope it's what you got out of today's episode. That is my only hope, is just to give back to this community in any way possible. So go to the about of this podcast, scroll down to the bottom and find that donation link. Go ahead and click on there, and anything that you'd like to donate or offer is all just going to go to help to pay towards the studio cost.